live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the mirror store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Lots of diamond rings.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. This is James Martinez. This is another episode of Cash Flow. John is out again today. It seems to me like everybody's getting the flu in Texas. I hope he's feeling better, and I hope he's getting some rest and relaxation, coming back to come with me and take on the bankers. Hello. All right. Yesterday, I spent quite a bit of time reviewing the banks, the credit card banks, which some of you may not have heard before. I also delved into a lot of correspondence that I've had regarding complaints over the years and recently as well with credit cards, their customer service, the way they treat people, their interest rates, what the future of credit cards is, all of that. But it's more important that all of you take the time out and really take a serious look at your finances right now, as well as the media and the news stories and everything that you hear on this network and everything that you may be seeing on TV, and take all of that into account, as well as watching the falling stock prices and the Dow and the NASDAQ and all those things do their fluctuation as we're in this quote-unquote depression now. I know all of you have emailed me in the past, also asking me what should I do with my existing assets, investment money, should I sell my house? Well, I can tell you this, that the only safe investment that I know for sure about is gold. And gold is not going to change. It will always stay the same in terms of security and security in your investment. The price may go up and down, but as far as security investment, gold is still the way to go. And I would suggest people that have excess cash that are maybe going to be liquidating their assets because of the current economic flow that we're going through right now, I suggest that you get some gold. And you can do that through Republic Trading, and you're going to get the best prices and the best deal from there, absolutely 100% for sure. So make sure, as you get together, look at your finances, get rid of the credit card debt or any unsecured debt. Perhaps when you're reconstructing your finances, you may want to dump all of that stuff and then invest some money into gold, because I know some of you are scaling down because of hyperinflation and so forth, and you still have debt and you're still trying to figure out ways of being able to move forward without having to deal with credit cards at all. Yes, it is possible. Lots of people do that. We've even had people come in, call in here and say, yeah, I've never had debt and I'm always cash and carry. So it's possible. If it's possible for them, it's possible for you. So it just takes your commitment to do it and your willingness to be able to go through the change and not resist any new feelings or modalities that you have with that, so you can make your lives better. So the whole point is to create a new reality, financial reality, based upon new information that you've gotten from this particular show and moving forward. There's tons and tons and tons and tons of literature and self-help regarding finances and so forth. Now, it's interesting to me that this country, how screwed up it is from the inside and out, is probably the number one country in terms of the self-help movement. Nobody even comes close to us. We know something's wrong. We know there's something's wrong inside of us, and we want to fix it. That's what this show is about. Okay, we're going to take our first break, and we'll be taking your calls right after this. Stay with us. Cash Flow with James Martinez.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from The Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Alrighty, we're back. This is James Martinez, Cash Flow. I know I got a call coming in here right now. Dan from Texas, are you there? Hello.
Yeah, I was going to say, I listened to one of your competitive talker shows, a little joke there, but they were saying it's Freely Americans where they're going to make, you know, the USA, Mexico, and Canada, all one, which they are going to do undoubtedly. Then they're going to just take, they're going to, the first, it's written in the treaty, you can go there and see on the internet, the freedom of the trade of the Americas crap. It's going to make us all one country is the idea, you know. And then they're going to say that the United States government doesn't own any gold. Any gold, supposedly gold in Fort Knox, if it's anywhere. Taxpayers will not own any gold anywhere, and the federal government will not own any gold anywhere in the United States of America. It'll all belong to this tri-government communist organization. And then that will knock the gold price down to $500 probably, so you'll lose your shirt if you bought gold. And
what
do you think of that idea?
We'll see. I don't know for sure. Anything is possible, but we'll see on that. What do you think, Dan? Do you think it's going to go up or down?
Pardon?
You think gold's going to keep continuing to go up, or you think it's going to go down because of what you're
saying? Well, I think it's going to go up like a rocket. Then they're going to do this at 4 o'clock in the morning, you're going to wake up one day and find your gold's not worth anything or half what you paid for it because they did this free trade America thing. That's what's going to happen. Not only is it going to happen to the story.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you can read the free trade America communist papers right now, and it's obviously true.
And what, where are you investing your money, if you have any, to invest?
Well, yeah, I also have a real bad connection. I can't even hear you.
No, I was saying, where would you intend on investing your money?
The best place to put your money?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea, man. I'm just a loser. Don't ask me anything. I've got one son who was murdered. My wife's been raped. I've lost my job in a car wreck. The Mexican broke my back, and I got $100,000 settlement. I can't lift over 10 pounds. So don't ask me nothing. I'm the bottom of the bucket.
Hey, you're not a loser, buddy. You just had some bad luck, but you know things always turn around. Hey,
I
know the
Bible,
line.
So I ain't whipped, but I ain't got nothing else to say.
All right, thanks a lot, Dan, for calling. All righty. Okay. What I want to do now is I'm going to go into something which I went into when I very first started this broadcast. And one of the reasons why I wanted to do this broadcast in the first place is because of the fact what I'd learned about the emotional response people have to credit cards. Now, this is a pretty serious story here. I've mentioned this before about what people do when they get involved with credit cards. They're not exactly educated on who the banks are, what they do, how they do it, and everything. So one of the issues is a suicide. Then there's been suicides in this country regarding students that have had credit card debt and what that means. Now, even if you're like deep in the matrix and you have credit card debt and you have no brain cells working at all, you're completely listening to what the banks say and the consumer credit counseling and the people that are calling you and all those things, you'll still should not ever consider taking your life because of you have debt problems. It's not worth it. None of it is worth it. I mean, for those people that have done that, most people when they go to that length, it's because of misunderstanding inside themselves, but people with credit card debt that have gone and taken their own life, this is merely because of misunderstanding to what's really going on. And the fact that this is going on is what's motivated me for a long, long time because of people's misunderstanding, and people are completely controlled from the inside out by these banks via the credit cards. And it is a psychiatric problem. I know after looking at it for so many years, I know that there should be something in a DSM-4 regarding the current state of the physiology and psychology of an individual that is in debt all the time, because it does create, you know, if you think more debt, you're going to get more debt. And we just had a caller talk, you know, say that he's just a loser, da 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 da. He's had this happen and this happen and this happen. Well, where energy goes is where concentration flows, and where concentration flows, energy goes. So if you continue to think in that manner, you're going to attract those circumstances into your life, or you're going to keep reinforcing them. That's why time and time again, I've tried to introduce new feelings associated with credit cards, because most of you that I speak to on the phone or corresponded by email, you're in a debt consciousness entirely, and you've not reconstructed, and you're not in kind of a wealth type of thinking. Now, people that I know, they're very wealthy, they think completely, totally differently than people that are tied up with debt and so forth. Two separate types of consciousness entirely. And the debt one, as you go through this and you've got debt and you want to get rid of it and you want to move on to other things, you're going to have to change your thinking, like I've always said. But I want to address this one story that I found out that was actually a phone call came to me and said, you got to see this. And he says, well, there's people that commit suicide because of credit card debt. I said, well, no, I know about that. It's probably the college students you're referring to. No, this is bigger. And this is from an article that was sent to me. Debt really is one of the scourges of our age. It's well known that debt programs or debt problems can affect one's physical and mental well-being and feelings of self-worth. Every day we are assaulted by banks and credit card companies promising us an easy way out of our financial problems. Massive loans are offered and agreed over the phone. Whether or how people are supposed to pay the money back is rarely discussed. Companies talk in terms of easy repayments as if the business of clearing debt was the simplest thing in the world, when in fact it is one of the hardest. Unless your income is going up on a monthly basis by leaps and bounds, you will never be able to repay the loans. Never, I said. Never. That's what this says. The mental pain caused by debt is very strong compared to other stress and is more likely to be the reason for suicide. This is mainly because of a person in debt often feels trapped and sees no other way out. A
tragic story hit the headlines of a man who, in his desperation at his level of debt, had committed suicide. He had started with relatively small loans, but had gradually run up thousands of pounds of debt by borrowing to repay his borrowing. The banks were quite rightly criticized for making it so easy, but more importantly, his wife, who was understandably grief-stricken at his death, also felt cheated, angry, and horrified that her husband had been so silly enough to let those things get out of his hand and were unable to discuss it with her at all. Now, I find that happens all the time, because I've had husbands call me up and talk to me about their debt, and they don't want their wife to know about it, and they'll try and do something, deal on me on the side. He says, well, if you just call this number, my wife doesn't answer that phone. I mean, this thing is divided up America so badly in families and individuals from the inside out that it's the biggest crisis in America today. The money, period. That's it. There's no gray area with that. Okay, I'll continue with this. I was reading some debt-related articles on the internet and stumbled on some debt problems faced by people far away from here. It's not just that affluent societies that are plagued by debt. Every layer of economic strata is affected by it. However, the reaction of a debt of people from different economic levels and social backgrounds is vastly different. While debt means minor discomfort to some, it means death to others. In both Japan and India, suicide is much more clearly linked to personal debt problems than is in the Western societies such as those in the UK and the US. I hope all of you are sitting. Between 1997 and the end of 2000, in just the district of Anantapur, which I believe is in India, 1,826 people, mainly farmers, unable to repay their loans, committed suicide when they felt they could no longer feed their families honorably. Rising input costs, failing grain and oilseed prices, closure by banks, all policy-driven measures crushed them. Okay. 1,826 people didn't get it at all. Now that is a massive tragedy. And it's a major wake-up call for all of you that are listening to, that are feeling bad, feeling like your lives are going nowhere. You just heard a caller call in and just come on the air and basically confess that he doesn't like himself because of the nature of everything that's going on and all these things and that type of thing. This is a reaction to what I just mentioned. This is an international problem. I know we have listeners in England, Canada, India as well. I don't know people that have emailed me from India. And this thing goes far and wide. If you're an international listener and you're listening to the archives and you happen to get this, I am telling you, as I've mentioned before, that Court Mediation Services at Brad Daily can handle international credit card debt. That is a yes. That is an affirmative. And if you are in a position, you're desperate, you need to look at other angles, you need a way of clearing the massive kind of mental placebo you've put before you, thinking that you have this debt and this problem, and you want to clear that out of your life, yes, we can handle international issues. I know some people have corresponded for me from Canada, England, both with potential customers that were in big trouble that wanted to move forward with this. They have not done so, mostly because of the transaction process to do that. I think they will continue to do that because I've gotten correspondence indicating that they want to do this and be international in terms of the abilities of Brad Daly and Court Mediation Services and all the talent that he brings to the table to get stuff done. So a reason I brought this up is because if other people in cultures that have credit card debt are killing themselves en masse, that usually indicates that in this country we tend to self-medicate our problems. You know, all you got to do is watch TV and they'll tell you what drug to take, how to feel, what to think, how you do. And all of this is reinforced for most of you. By the end of the day, you come home after work, you know what your check's bringing in, you know the credit card bills are coming in, and you watch TV and they tell you to feel like crap every single day over and over again, or suggest that the likelihood of that. So you can see how the whole tie-in works. I mean, the people that have commit suicide or having credit issues, which is basically the entire country, you don't have to resort to this. I don't care if Brad Daly and CMS never existed at all. You still don't have to deal with it. You don't even need to do that. It's not an option for you guys, okay? All right, we're going to come back after the break. I'm going to get a little bit into more of some of the banks, what they do to people, and what they've been writing in terms of letters right after the break. Stand by.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Alrighty, this is James Martinez. We're back. The call-in numbers, if you're trying to call in and express your grievances about the credit card situation or something that you've experienced with them or something you don't know what to do, you're getting harassing calls, they're threatening you, whatever the story is, we'll tell you how to deal with the phone issue with that. Because I know, look, after dealing with the credit cards for about 8 years now, the number one complaint I get about anything is the phone calls. It's really wild. People engage over the phone, elicit all their information, they collect it, and then they continue to absolutely scare you out of your mind. So is there a way to deal with the telephone calls? Absolutely. You may, if you have to, you may email me. If you're getting harassing phone calls, you may email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, and I will send you something out that will help you deal with the phone calls. And whatever you do, stay off the phone. There's nothing that you should be saying to them over the phone everywhere. It's damaging, actually, for you if you can talk to them over the phone. If they have something to say to you that's important, they'll send it to you in writing. And if it's really important, it's going to come certified or registered. But most of the time, it's just going to come randomly in the mail, and they're going to hope that you acknowledge it. But the key is here always to be on the offense, not on the defense with them. So as long as they know that you know the rules of the game and you're willing to go all the way, they tend to back off quite easily. So if you would like, again, the email address for that particular issue, if you need help with the telephones, you may email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Also, if you're looking for information, obviously, to get involved with Brad Daly and CMS to get rid of your credit card debt, you may email me there as well. Now, this is one of the things I wanted to let people know, because a lot of people don't understand this, and this has to do with the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, and when debt collectors are calling you, what they're allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do. Number one, debt collectors may not publish a list of consumers who refuse to pay their debts except a credit bureau. Now, I've not heard them doing that before, but is it possible? Absolutely, because they threaten and say that stuff over the phone, especially if you're working and have a job. They like to slander you if possible. Use obscene or profane language. Do that all the time. I've heard that many times. Repeatedly use the telephone to annoy somebody. That's their main weapon, is to drive you nuts. So they're not supposed to do any of those. And also false statements. Debt collectors may not use any false statements or misleading statements when collecting a debt. For example, debt collectors may not falsely imply that they are attorneys or government representatives. Have they done that? Yes. Falsely imply that you have committed a crime. Always. They always do that. Crime. That's saying it lightly. You are the lowest form of anything on the planet. That's what they do. That's the first crime that they do. Falsely represent they operate or work for a credit bureau. Okay, that's one. Misrepresent the amount of the debt. They always do that because we know that there isn't a debt. And most of the time when they are writing to you about or calling you, they're raising the debt interest on that alleged debt the moment they get in contact with it. So they're always adding on to it at every moment, at every month. They're adding interest and adding interest and adding interest as they put in the collections. They may not indicate that papers being sent to you are legal forms when they are not, or indicate that papers being sent to you are not legal forms when they are. Debt collectors may not state that you will be arrested if you do not pay your debt. Now, I talked yesterday about what they do with senior citizens. Senior citizens, especially if they're single and living on their own and have a fixed income, their main thing in life is their house and their home, their security. And I've heard in the past, because I've had people call me, people I've dealt with in the past, where they've threatened criminal action against individuals with credit card debt. Now, this is not a criminal thing. People that are in credit card debt. That's the first issue. I've had people go, well, I'm not going to go to jail for this, am I? I'm like, no. No. You not go to jail because you're in debt. This is a civil matter, not a criminal one. The only criminals you're going to deal with are the people that are coming after the debt to you and the credit card companies. They're the criminals, okay? The only criminals, not you. So it's a civil matter, always. Okay. They may also not state that. They will seize, garnish, attach, or sell your property or wages unless the collection agency or creditor intends to do so, and it is legal to do so, or actions such as a lawsuit will be taken against you when such action legally may not be taken or when they do not intend to take such action. Okay, one of the things they do is prophesize to you what's going to happen with your life, and that's one of the great mind tricks that they do to individual consumers, is suggestive, fear-based, hypnotic trance. Well, Bob, you know you have $45,000 of credit card debt here, and you may get sued and go to jail for that. You may this, you may that, you may. All of these suggestions, what they do is it kind of builds up like a balloon in somebody if it's reinforced. Like a Pavlovian signal sent to you based upon the fact you already feel bad enough as it is. Then the phone rings. Phone triggers you. You feel worse because you know it's a collector. You answer the phone. The collector starts reinforcing that fear within you and increases it, increases it, increases it. Then once they've got you to a certain point, then what they do is they tell you what's going to happen to you. And I'm going to tell you what they say and why it's just a bunch of garbage when we get back right after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All righty, we're back. This is James Martinez with Cash Flow. John should be returning tomorrow. I don't know. All right, back to the part where what the collection agencies or lawyers suggest over the phone that what is going to happen to you. Now, they give you a story if you get them on the phone. For instance, Bob, you owe $45,000 on this card. When are you going to pay it? Oh, I can't pay it because I got this business, and you tell them your information. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to garnish your wages, and then we're going to take you to court, and you can have a lien against you, and we're going to take everything from you. Good. That's usually what they do in some form. Now, the person on the end of the phone that's receiving that, most of the time, they have no idea their rights. They have no idea what they can and cannot do, and they're scared on top of that, and they want to resolve it, but they're almost being threatened that if they don't resolve it that second on the phone, that they're dead, they're finished. So you, what happens is you get two conflicts. You get the conflict of the individual that's receiving the call that is in a state of complete panic, anxiety, depression, negative self-image, and then you have this animal that comes on the phone and tells you what may happen to you. Now, the person that comes on the phone, the collection agency, they're suggesting those things because nothing's happened yet. You may have the money and be able to pay it right now. But obviously, if they're calling you, they know that you don't. That's why they're calling you. Because if you had it, most of you would keep paying into the system and keep paying the credit card and keep paying and keep paying. One reason you have any problems now is because the system got you and failed you. So now, okay, the guy's over the phone. First of all you have to say is, look, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know how you got your number, but I don't discuss any personal matters of a financial nature with anybody I don't know. And I don't know who you are. So send it to me in writing and stop calling. Thank you. Done. It's over. Right there. Then, if they call you again and they have not sent you something in the mail, you can send a letter to the Attorney General. You can send a letter to the FTC. And if you get them on the phone again, you will notify them that you've done that. Because people lose their jobs. The complaints come in. Better Business Bureau gets hammered with complaints with these places. You cannot be afraid of these people. And another thing, we're going to get to the part where, okay, the lawsuits, what they're going to do to you. First of all, they're not going to do anything to you, for starters, if you know what you're talking about. Because in order to get garnish somebody's wages, you've got to have a court order. It's got a case that's got to go through, and there's got to be an investigation, all that stuff. And second of all, there has to be a lawsuit, which means they have to serve you, they have to go to court, they have to file court costs, they got to go through discovery, they got to go through interrogatories, they got to. They don't want to go to court. They never want to go to court. They want to scare you into submission and make you pay a good, nice settlement, and then right there, right second. That's their goal. They really don't want to go to court. It's interesting because by the time the collection agency and or law firm has gotten to you, they don't want to go to court, but the interest on the alleged debt they originally got is sometimes twice the amount. See, if it's $4,000, it's $8,000 now. So, you know, collecting a debt and going through chasing somebody for $4,000 when they're only going to get $2,000 out of it isn't really worth it to them. But now the interest and all the penalties and the court costs and all the things that they threaten, that's worthy of a phone call, $4,000. So that's their goal. They never want to go through the process of going to court because most of the time they don't even know what the case or going on with the cases. As I've seen thousands of times. Okay, so the reason why I say that is so you understand from their perspective what they're doing and what they say. Fortunately, none of you have to deal with the courts or any of that stuff at all because of Brad Daly's skill and court mediation services and what he's doing. Now, if you want to learn about and understand what he's doing, you may call the following number, which is 888-213-7655, and you can get an overview there of what he's doing and how you can get out of your unsecured debts, credit card, school loans, charge cards, cards from like Macy's, Saks Fifth Avenue, Dillard's, the department stores, gas cards, all of those issues he can handle, and as I mentioned, international debt as well. Okay. Now, I wanted to just make that clear because all of you that are getting threatening phone calls, well, they're going to do this, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do this. Well, they aren't going to do anything. A judge or a gavel will go down, and then there will be a judgment, and then something happens. That's when something happens way, 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 way down the road. So I just hopefully all of you understand that because a lot of people have a lot of pent-up emotion that doesn't even need to be there. If they just learned a couple things or checked them out or reviewed them themselves, they wouldn't have to raise their blood pressure to 180 over 50 and be taking meds and freaking out and yelling at their wife or the wife yelling at them or anything. That they wouldn't have to exist. So go ahead and educate yourself. Review the Fair Credit Bailing Act. Review the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act so you're a little bit aware of your rights and you don't put yourself in a situation where your own physiology and your own body and the people that are around you are affected by this nonsense that is going on and breaking up America person by person, family by family. So that doesn't have to happen. So the thing here is to uplift your self-esteem by educating yourself on the matter and then have a strategy how to get out of it, which we provide for you here, and then after that, going into a completely different state of consciousness and start thinking about wealth thinking, financial abundance, things of that nature, making more money in a new society where we're currently getting into depression. People are going to have to get a lot more creative. They're going to have to get a lot more willingness to work and provide things that they didn't do before. Okay, so those are the things that you need to focus on after you've dealt with your alleged credit card debt. Through the service, or if you'd pay it out on your own, or because a lot of you have called in and said, you know, I only got $3,000 or whatever. That's not even worth it to for him to deal with. What you should do with that is just go ahead and settle it yourself, or pay it outright. Close the account, pay it out, or settle it, and get it out of your hair and stop using the cards altogether. Okay, all right. Here's some other things that the credit card collection agencies cannot do. They may not give false credit information about you to anyone, including the credit bureau. Send you anything that looks like an official document from a court or government agency when it is not, or use a false name. I have seen that a couple times. It's a very official letterhead that gets used as a collection agency when really they should be using that type of format at all. So look for that as well. Unfair practices. Debt collectors may not engage in unfair practices when they try to collect a debt. For example, collectors may not collect on any amount greater than your debt unless your state law permits such a change. Deposit a post-dated check prematurely. Use deception to make you accept calls or pay for telegrams. Yeah, that's what they do all the time, everybody. That's what the main thing is. Take or threaten to take your property unless it can be done legally, or contact you by postcard. Look, I haven't seen the postcard thing, but I have seen them threaten to take property all the time. That's their biggest thing, is we're going to put a lien on your property, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and you're the world's biggest loser. Well, you're not, okay? And you don't have to go through that, and your friends don't have to go through that, and you don't have to take that at all. You have options. You have the ability to change your life for the better. Now, if you have, you want to express your grievances, you have any particular questions or anything, you may dial 800-313-9443. Again, that number is 800-313-9443. Also, I want to hear your thoughts on Ron Paul's Million Man March. That is going to be really, really, really great. I want to hear what your ideas are on that. What do you think he should be doing? How should he organize it? Should he make it an international event? Should he have concert? Who should he have there? How are you going to reach out to other people to attend? Because obviously this is, people are going to be coming from, what I predict is this will be an international event. People will come from other countries to embrace these issues that he's talking about, freedom from the banks and so forth. I want to hear your thoughts on that as well, because I think, as far as my understanding goes, at this point, he's going to set that up, and he's probably going to have a very kind of concert, kind of a live aid type of thing. It's an all-day event. There'll be speakers there, First Amendment people, and so forth, speaking on with him and on behalf of the things that he stands for. Obviously, I know this network is going to totally support this endeavor, probably in some formats maybe help organize it as well. We want to know. I'd love to hear you, what you're going to do about it, and where you're coming from. Are you coming from far away? Are you locally? Also, those of you that are living in Washington, D.C., if you're listening to this broadcast, what are you going to do? And are you going to take a stand and do something more than you've ever done before? Because I've talked to John about that, and I've mentioned it to you guys. In order to fix the issues that we have in this country, you're going to have to completely, totally modify and change the way you live permanently, and the way you think as well. Because the things that we've been doing in the past, we can no longer do. We need to re-educate ourselves, stop relying on corporations and government to educate us, start getting smart ourselves, doing our own research, become a little bit more self-sufficient, stop relying on financial wizards to tell us what in the world is going on with the financial market when we can do research ourselves, all of those things. Because I know some of you have mentioned here and emailed that, what am I going to do? What should I do with my money? Do I invest it in gold? We had a caller come in and say no, and that's the end of the world, and all the gold's going to be taken too. You think that's right? You think that's really going to happen? I mean, can you take your gold if you buy it here and take it to another country? What are you going to do? All of those things you should be thinking about. I know John is very supportive of people willing to get into the gold market because of the fact that he's got the best deal that I know of in the country for people that are trying to purchase gold or liquidate funds and get gold because the dollar, declining dollar, and so forth. So all of that you want to consider thinking about as you move forward in your thinking about your life, because this is going to affect everything that you do from here on out. I mean, I've had people that have emailed me 3 years after I dealt with them. And it's rare that people do that, because a lot of people, when they get their problems fixed, I don't ever hear from them again. It's pretty much over. It's they completely vanish. But on occasion, I do hear from people that I've dealt with before, and their lives are much, much different. They have increased their business. Some of them have had children now, whereas before they couldn't have children because they couldn't even afford to do it, to deal with all the financial responsibility and so forth. They've had children. They have graduated college without any debt. They have moved and bought their first home and are not in any debt except for the payments, the mortgage payments they're doing, but they understand that. I've had a lot of success stories of people that completely changed their life. I had a guy that was a veteran of the Gulf War come in with about $75,000 of credit card debt, and I went through the process with him. He got it all fixed. He learned the entire system, and now he is now married with a child, and he's got his own business, which is flourishing, and he's a cash and carry guy, and he's watching the markets, and he's paying attention to what's going on, and he's not buying what everything that you're seeing on the TV. I mean, it's important that all of you know about the successful things and the great things that can happen to you post when you get out of the debt, because you've got to visualize and you see yourself in a better place. If you keep thinking about debt, you are going to reinforce that in your consciousness, and the universe is going to come back and say, oh, here's some more debt. That's why I want to always emphasize that this show is about new beginnings. It's starting to think differently. It's the introduction of new ideas. It's the introduction of things that you may not believe that you should check out. It's a new thinking, not old thinking. It's the old ideas and the old behaviors that have been running us for so long, and all the lies and all the bank fraud and all the Federal Reserve issues, all of that is the past in terms of your understanding of it. Once you're aware, and if you've mentioned to your friends or your family of these things, and you've taken the step and you've changed your life, and you don't have to worry about, you know, oh, the mail's coming in and I'm getting my Discover Card statement, here we go again, and worrying about, you know, are you going to be able to afford to do this? Are you going to be able to afford to do this? There's a lot to be said when you've saved money in your account or cash or however you do it, and going in and buying what you want in cash, despite what the merchant may think about it. I don't care what the commercials are doing. If you want to pay $3,000 cash for something, do it. Flaunt it. Okay? Go for it. Go in there. Without feeling any shame, take out the cash, pay for something, get the product that you want, and leave knowing that you don't ever have to deal with them ever again. There's no paperwork, there's no bill, there's no interest, there's nothing. You're out of there. You got your thing, you bought it, done, finished. Nothing more. There's a great feeling associated with that. One, you feel accomplished that you did something, you saved up and you bought it, and you don't have to deal with any debts at all. Two, you paid for it in cash, which is rare because most people don't even understand how to do most of that. And three, you don't have to worry about tomorrow. It's done. Your timelines are now set up. Transaction is completed. You wash your hands from it. Walk away onto the next thing. Done. There's a lot to be said for that, for people that now have changed their life, got out of the credit card debt, are now living cash and carry. And they're not buying all the commercials. There's a new Visa commercial that comes out that looks like everybody's wearing the headphones, skating around the city, driving their cars, the sunglasses are on, the sun's out. Visa is everywhere you want to be, which suggests that everywhere you are, you have that card on you at all times to spend, to consume, to enslave you. All of those things are a thing of the past which you do not have to deal with. And every time I suggest all of you, you're watching TV, you're listening to the radio, sponsored by this bank, sponsored by this, Visa's everywhere you want to be, American Express, don't leave your home without it, Discover, it pays to discover. It pays to discover? Huh, give me a break. It pays to discover that you guys are morons and scumbags. That's what pays to discover, because of what you have done to your brothers and sisters in this country and all the things that you have lied to your friends and neighbors about. It doesn't pay to discover. It pays to educate yourselves and rely on yourselves. And that's where you're going to have power. Once you have taken upon yourself to discover, learn, absorb, and realize, okay, I made a mistake, I've been had, then you can move forward and you can help other people move forward too. And the first way, and I always mention it almost every broadcast on here because it's the best tool we have right now, is Freedom to Fascism, the movie. I gotta love Aaron Russo for having the guts and wherewithal to make his final act, Freedom to Fascism. Great movie. You can get it here. Order it at 800-724-2719. We'll get your copies from here. Just call us up. We'll be back right after this break. This is James Martinez with Cashflow.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com.
Com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Alrighty, we're back. James Martinez with Cashflow. We're going to finish up here with this letter regarding Discover account. And this is actually from somebody in Texas. Now, for those of you that have had enough of the credit card game, you're frustrated, you want out, email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. I'll gladly answer any questions, send you information on CMS and so forth, and we can move from there. Now, here we go. This is from somebody in Texas that wrote this about Discover Card. This should rate very high on the class action complaint list. Discover promised, and I recorded the conversation, that they would guarantee a low interest rate for the life of a transfer balance if I got the register service for the same period of time to pay off the balance. The register cost was $249 per month. At the time, I had no balance on the card. I paid the balance and always paid more than required every month with no late payments or issues whatsoever. Recently, I noticed that my rate went up. The original rate was 5.9%. They just bumped it up to 10.24%. I called and then said, oops, it was a mistake, and they would take care of it. I called 6 days later to see if I could see if it had been taken care of. The next person I talked to, Susan in Utah, said that, well, it looks like the policy has changed, and since I did not make any charges on that account, the interest rate went up. I told Susan about the caller, and she says, oh, yes, oh, well, the other person shouldn't have told me it was taken care of. Susan says that it was now under consideration. My guess is that Discover hooked thousands into paying for a service and promising a low interest rate, only to raise the rate prior to payoff. Let's see, thousands, maybe more, X cost of interest rate, plus thousands X cost of register service plus cost of interest and register service equals big money for the attorney that takes this on and putting a dent in the credit cards company's ability to do this again. I don't want a dime if an attorney wants to take this on. I just want to put a dent in the pocketbook of Discover so they don't do this again. I want to send this message to all credit card companies. Look, this is a guy that doesn't even understand what's going on and is still getting screwed right in front of his face. And he's got somebody on tape that he's recorded. Now, this type of thing where they do this, very common, very common. And one of the things they know they can get away with is because they know that you guys aren't going to do anything. You don't know what to do if you wanted to do something in the first place. And who in the world would go after and sue Discover Card as an individual when you're getting the shaft? I mean, most people like give up. At that point, what do you do when you're getting screwed by your credit card company like this? Do you have the willingness to file in court? Do you know how to do it? Do you want to spend the money? Most people don't do that. This is why they get away with this over and over and over again. You guys should like contact the FTC and find out how many complaints there are against the credit card companies. There's millions. Millions and millions and millions and millions. We got people in Congress and right there and on the Hill, they can't take care of this. They're not looking out for you at all. This has been going on for a long time, and there's been people on the Hill that have gone and complained about this. This is just the tip of the iceberg, okay? It goes way past this. This guy just got the shaft, and now he's going to pay higher interest rates, mostly because what they probably would tell them, well, you didn't read the customer agreement. Well, if you can decode the customer agreement, maybe we have a chance. But for all of you, again, you don't have to live like that. Get out of the credit card debt. End it. Create a new life, new beginnings, and new things, and new ways to have fun. All right? We'll be back tomorrow. Bob Neverett is my guest tomorrow, media ecologist. Get rid of the debt, everybody. Get debt relief now at gmail.com. Everybody have a great day. Talk to you all tomorrow. Take care.